Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now for more on this story that I support 100%, the civil disobedience of a bunch of churches against New York State strictures and edicts on congregate religious service. We have Pastor Lou Guadagno with Old Time Baptist. Pastor, thanks very much for hanging out with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm happy to do so, Tom. And thank you to your reporter, who I felt covered our event pretty accurately.
Well, we tolerate Brendan. He's okay. I would say that he did at least a mediocre job today. And we've come to expect that from Brendan. He's a good guy. We love Brendan, obviously. Tell us about the decision you have made to open up for congregate worship.
Sure. Well, in the beginning of all of this, we were, just like everyone else, seeing what was coming down the road at us. We were, of course, not familiar with COVID-19, and we did like everyone else. We went online. We just did anything we could to protect our vulnerable population, and later we went to drive-in services and made adjustments as we felt both the need in the community, because we feel that there is definitely a spiritual need and not just a physical one. But as the things, I guess, changed in our world and we've seen how to deal with COVID-19, we felt we could do it in a responsible way. And we noticed an uptick in every kind of ill. I mean, drug abuse, addiction. I mean, I talk with police officers often, and they speak of, I mean, suicides and murders and things that are going on. They say, "Preacher, you don't know what it's like out there." Since all of these restrictions. And so we feel like we needed to minister in a bigger way. So a couple of weeks back, we started to open and we put in all these health restrictions and limited to first our staff and their families. And we kind of called them a studio audience as we had the online service. Then we went to 25%. And then just this past Sunday, we opened to 50%. And we intend to just move forward as, I guess, the need arises, you know, as we see that we can minister, and as we see that COVID-19 is being squelched and we can open up more, we'd like to open up more, but we're going to do it in a responsible way.
But you are breaking the law, correct?
Well, I guess it depends on the point of view. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, is the highest law in the land. And it's supported by the President of the United States, and even our Attorney General Barr said the Constitution is not suspended in time of crisis. So those are some pretty big things. And so no offense to our New York officials, but I think they're way out of their league in what they're doing. And in every state, there's lawsuits that are starting to erupt because of these things. And so we stand behind the Constitution, and for the Constitution, we stand behind our president. And so it's unfortunate that they're talking about opening for haircuts and close quarter contact, but someone can't walk into a church with the doors propped open, sit in a row that's more than 6 feet from someone else, and you know, that's the deadliest hour of the week, it seems, for the way some people view it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the COVID-19 virus, it knows not to attack more than 10 people who are congregated in a liquor store, but it knows at the same time using moonlight treachery to sneak into your church during worship to infect your people. And I am being very sarcastic.
Of course. Our sentiments exactly.
Well, okay, see, I'm on your side 100%. Late last week, I called for widespread and public health responsible civil disobedience, because that which is not just is not lost, is not law. And the way I look at it, and this doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, you mean to tell me that there's so many points to this I want to get into, but you mean to tell me that a whole bunch of people can go to a Wegmans, a Walmart, a Costco, a BJ's, a liquor store, and they can shop to their heart's content? Yet, if more than 10 people assemble to worship their God, they are being irresponsible. And of course, the favorite word of some, they're being COVIDiots. Explain that to me.
I really can't. I think that there has been a great injustice. I think it's wrong. I think it's discriminatory. And I've already mentioned it's unconstitutional. And it doesn't even make sense. When you see people coming and going and touching things. I mean, you go into Home Depot or Lowe's, and there's just scores of people coming in, touching things, going by the same counter. And yet, if you walked into the church building, sat down, didn't shake a hand, even wore a mask, and all of a sudden that is somehow it's deadly, when we're not even talking about the scores of people that would enter these other businesses. So I think it's very discriminatory. I don't think it's right that the governor and whoever else says, okay, we can make sure that you have your Pepsi, or that we're going to talk about automakers getting started. Church is not an activity of entertainment. Church is an essential, and that was our message today. I was talking with a good friend of mine who's the chaplain of the Medal of Honor Society. His name's Gary Bykirk, and he was Special Forces medic in Vietnam, and of course a Medal of Honor recipient. But he spoke last night and talked about how he said these words. He said, it restored the meaning in my life, when he talked about God and church. So that is an essential for people. And when the governor's calling on healthcare and psychological officials to come in and help, and discounting the churches and the pastors, who that's their business. There's no way that any psychologist or any team of them can help our state the way our churches can in any crisis. We've always been there for the needy.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I thought it was pretty sick last week of the Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul to sit there with a straight face and say, you know what? Our fallen soldiers died so you would have the right to vote by mail. But don't you dare go to church more than 10 people on Memorial Day weekend to pray for the eternal souls of the fallen. But they're all about mail-in voting. I was personally insulted by that, and I thought it was hideous.
I think the veterans, you speak to the veterans, they're insulted because they have bled and given limbs and died so that we might have religious freedom. It is the most protected and the highest revered right that we have. It's our First Amendment. If the press, which is mentioned in the same First Amendment, if the press can social distance and they can be there, then the church can be open.
Well, I could not disagree with a thing you said. Hold on, if you would. Pastor Lou Guadagno is with us, old-time Baptist. They are going to open. Thank God, no pun intended, thank God that we have people of conviction who are willing to stand up for their constitutional rights and who are willing to stand up and say it is not right, it is not fair that a liquor store can be open, but we can't be for more than 10 people. It's absolutely absurd. Let's get to some traffic right now on WBEN. Find out if it is absurd. Here's Alan Harris.
No, it's pretty light, as a matter of fact. Not seeing much going on. scrolling through the cameras, right now I'm looking around Route 5. I just was looking at the thruway and then at the 190. Everything's moving pretty good at this point. Light to moderate traffic. Right now, we do not have anything on the board that talks about any accidents or disabled vehicles. So right now, we're having a pretty good ride out on the expressways. And WBEN's Lino Barnes Traffic Command, I'm Alan Harris. Don't wait, call 8.
The WBEN Young Waterproofing First Alert weather for tomorrow. It's going to be another scorcher. It's not even June, and I get to use the word scorcher? Yay! Hot and humid, sunny, high clouds, the high temperature, 85. Thursday, afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 83 degrees, 91 degrees at News Radio 930 WBEN. We are joined by Pastor Lou Guadagno, Old Time Baptist. Now, you know, Pastor, as much as I totally support the civil disobedience against what I consider to be the illegal dictatorial decree of Albany with respect specifically to churches, and I think it goes for a lot of other places as well, which I'm sure we'll get into. We all recognize that COVID-19 is real. It is not a hoax. But at the same time, we know that there are certain people who are more vulnerable to a bad outcome than others. Statistically speaking, there will always be outliers. And I'm wondering about the precautions with which you are running starting on Sunday.
Sure. Well, for vulnerable population, number one, we've encouraged them not to attend at this time. That's our recommendation. If someone does come, even if they're anywhere in that age group or whatever, then we do our very best to even give them extra consideration. We sanitize our restrooms after every use and only allow one family unit in at a time. For our vulnerable population, if they do attend, then they go to a separate restroom, which again is sanitized after every use. So again, we encourage them to stay at home, but some are just feel like they need to be there. So we're doing everything we can to protect them. I think that's their American right to come. I'm not going to tell them they can't come, but some come with masks or whatever. But our rule is just the CDC guidelines. We're following all the CDC guidelines and then some. So if you can't maintain social distance, then you have to wear a mouth covering.
So what are you going to do if somebody dimes you out and right in the middle of church services, the police come by?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be one of those guys that pound my chest and say I'm going to do this or do that. We're not trying to start a war. My mentality has been if you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. But we're pretty determined. As I mentioned, we talked about our veterans. They bled and died for our freedoms. And I can tell you, with over 70 pastors in attendance, and we're just the ones assembled today, there were multiple denominations represented, people will fight over this. There's some things that they'll let slide, but when it comes to religious liberty, we literally, our soldiers and preachers through history have bled and died for that. And so they're not going to give that up easy. And I think that's only right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.